As many as 42 million people don't have health insurance. Oregon has a way to fix this problem. Matt Pack is part of the best-looking news team on radio. Hi, Matt. You're looking dashing.
Thank you very much, Faith. Back in the 1990s, Oregon set out to expand the number of people in their state with access to treatment. Here's Oregon State Medicaid Director Jim Edge.
Oregon has a Medicaid program that includes a component that goes beyond what is required in a Medicaid program. We cover all of the individuals who are adult and below the federal poverty level, even if they don't fit the traditional Medicaid categories of them.
That sounds fantastic. Sign me up.
It was awesome, but then there was a problem.
Over time and through the recession years of the early 2000s, there were cutbacks in available funding for the program. It caused that program to lose funding and to not be able to cover all the people who would qualify for that program. In fact, we had to close that program for a period of time.
That's depressing.
I know. But no worries. They got busy as a beaver. Oregon is the beaver state, you see.
Nice.
They're having a healthcare lottery. 90,000 people have applied, and about 10,000 will get healthcare.
Are you kidding me? They really have a lottery?
Yep. They will have a healthcare lottery. Here's Jim Edge again.
We decided that the fairest possible way to add people back was to do a random selection.
That doesn't seem really fair.
Think about it this way, Faith. Getting sick is basically bad luck.
Okay. Yeah, sort of.
So why should getting better be any different? Maybe you have your foot run over by a station wagon. Bad luck. But then maybe you win the healthcare lottery. Good luck.
And what if you don't win the healthcare lottery?
Bad luck.
Yeah.
And you'll have a broken foot for a while.
Yeah.
Or how about this?
Okay.
Say you spend the weekend with a Thai ladyboy prostitute,
uh-huh,
and you end up with a case of Bangkok herpes. Bad luck.
No bad judgment.
Fair enough. Let me show you how this works. I wanted to recreate the experience of having your health determined by a game of chance. So I created a game.
Oh.
Faith, would you like to play a little game we call
Win That Treatment?
Oh my God.
Welcome to Win That Treatment, the show where you can win medical treatment. Our first contestant today is Faith, a public radio host in New York. Faith, tell us a little bit about yourself.
I'm a public radio host in New York.
Sounds great. Let's play Win That Treatment.
Matt, will you please stop doing that voice?
Yeah, sorry.
Thank you.
All right, here's how it works. First, I'll need you to pick a card to find out what disease you have.
Okay. That one.
Oh, you have polio. Tough break there.
I don't want polio. Nobody gets polio anymore. I want a sexier ailment, like chronic fatigue syndrome or something.
Okay. Feel free to pick another card.
That one.
Oh, polio again.
Matt, they're all polio. You can't stack the deck.
It's a funny disease, Faith. Our listeners at home can't see this, but in our studio, we have a giant spinning wheel. On the wheel are all of the different outcomes of your illness.
Okay.
Like Oregonians, you'll have a 1 in 9 chance of getting health coverage you need to survive.
That doesn't sound good. What's in the other 8 spaces?
Other potential outcomes. Let's see. There's receive no health care and die alone in a mobile home surrounded by cats.
Worst way to go.
Yep. There's move in with your stoner cousin and smoke medical marijuana and eat Cheetos all day.
Uh-huh.
It's not so bad.
Right.
Finally, there's live with your disease and go on to be elected 32nd president of the United States, which I think might work out pretty well for you, Ms. Polio.
Do not call me Ms. Polio ever again. All right, let's give this thing a spin.
Go ahead.
Come on. Big healthcare. Come on, polio vaccine. Come on, come on, come on.
Oh. You landed on receive non-functioning iron lung, which will throw your back out while you're trying to carry it up to your apartment.
Matt, I don't want a non-functioning iron lung.
I bet you didn't want polio either. Them's the breaks, Faith. This is Matt Pack saying thank you for playing Oregon's favorite quiz show sensation, Win That Treatment. Control the pet population, folks. Have your animals spayed or neutered. Good night.
Good night, Matt.
Good night.
Back to the office. Get as busy as a beaver. Thank you.